The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. You may have heard, even as I have, that phrase, live one day at a time. Oh, there's been songs about it, and it's advice given that when you don't like the situation you're presently in, and you want to be somewhere else, you want to live some other way, do something else, people say, well, you got to live today, not tomorrow. Live one day at a time. Well, this phrase came back to me again because of a situation I found myself in that I just didn't want to be where I was. It reminded me, it flashed me back to when I lost my sight at age 11. And I couldn't play baseball with the other kids. I couldn't ride my bike. I couldn't do anything. I was just stuck at home. And I so wanted to do these things, and I couldn't. Oh. And I know other people have had it at the end of summer, even if you don't have a disability. You want to be back at school. You want to be with your friends, and there's nobody around. And you're just tired of summer, and you just want something else. Well, it can be any situation, any time of life. It happened again just recently. It brought up the same feeling that I had when I first lost my sight. And I so wanted to be with my friends out there. And I was stuck here meaning in a room where I couldn't go out and do things. Without going into specifics, all I'll say is I was in a place I didn't want to be, and I didn't want to do, but I was kind of forced to be there, and I so wanted to be somewhere else. And as I thought about the feeling, I had it just a couple months earlier where Deb and I went to a trivia night, and the room was so loud I couldn't hear anything at all, and it was so distorted, and it hurt my head, and I just didn't want to be there. And I was patient, and finally at intermission, I said, can we go outside? And I said, I don't think I can handle this anymore. And she said, I understand, so we went home. That was an out. But sometimes we're in situations, as I was just recently, in a situation where I couldn't get out, and I had to live with that all afternoon. And I'm guessing many of you have had these feelings, and maybe as you're listening to the podcast, have that feeling right now that you're in a situation you don't want to be in, and you want to be somewhere else. I then came across a quote from C.S. Lewis. It's a letter that he wrote to Mary Van Dusen on how one responds to the diagnosis of serious illness. Bear with me while I read the letter. It was April 19, 1959, he wrote, I have just had Sister Hildegard's letter. My heart goes out to you. You are now just where I was a little over 2 years ago. They wrongly diagnosed Joy's condition as uremia before they discovered cancer of the bone. I know all the different ways that it hits one. Wild hopes, bitter nostalgia for last happiness, mere physical terror that makes one absolutely sick, agonized pity and self-pity, in fact, Gethsemane. That, by the way, is a reference to Jesus' suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane. Lewis goes on, take it day by day, hour by hour, as we took the front line. It is quite astonishing how many happy, even gay moments we had together when there was no hope. That's interesting. Don't think of it as something sent by God. Death and disease are the work of the devil. It is permitted by God, i.e., our general has put you in a fort exposed to enemy fire. Remember other sufferers. It's fatal to start thinking, why should this happen to me when everyone else is so happy? You are, and as I was, and maybe again, one of a huge company. Of course, we shall pray for you. All we know how. God bless you. And this is from the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. Two things really jumped out at me here. The second one more so than the first one. But the first thing that jumped out on me is that don't see yourself as alone, isolated. What reminded me of is the words of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9. Resist him, meaning the devil, who's roaming around like a roaring lion, seeking who he might devour. That's verse 8. Stand firm in the faith, because you know your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same type of sufferings. Verse 10, and the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you. So that's point number one. Don't think of yourself as alone and isolated, going through this misery, no matter what it might be. A moment of struggle because of your blindness and a situation you don't like. Maybe it is because of an illness or maybe even a word from the doctor that you have cancer. But the thing that caught me even more is this. Again, going back to C.S. Lewis's words, take it day by day and hour by hour as we took the front line, me, him, and his wife, Joy. It is quite astonishing how many happy, even gay moments we had together when there was no hope. If all we think, and this is his point, and it's my point too, the biggest point of this all, if all we think of is, oh, I'm miserable, I don't want to be here, I don't like this, we're only thinking of me, myself, and I, and the misery. But if we take it day by day, moment by moment, and realize, I'm alive, I'm breathing, I could be dead, I could be in severe pain, thinking about others who suffer, all of a sudden, it widens. I like to say we have three anchor points in life, past, future, and then present. The past, our anchor point, is knowing that our God came into the world, and we've heard this before, died for our sins on the cross, taking our punishment. That's our anchor in the past, that we know that we're forgiven, so that we have an anchor in the future. We know we're going to heaven. We know that we'll have eternal glory. We know that the pain and suffering we have will go away. So we have that anchor in the past that says, God's forgiven us. And we have something to look forward to. And that's what gives us then the anchor in the present, that God is with us, always with us, even in those points where we don't like how we feel or like the situation we are in. And this brought one other Bible verse to mind. It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 8, 6. This is interesting. Yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom all things came, and for whom we live. That's neat. From whom things came, whom we live. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came, and through whom we live. See, we live not just for ourselves, but we live for the Lord. That's what helped me in this a week and a half ago when I had this situation. I didn't like where I was. I didn't want to be here. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I don't like this feeling. I don't like myself. I realize I'm not alone. Jesus is with me. He forgave me my sins. He's given me a future. It's not going to be forever. He's with me right now. I live for him, and all things came from the Father and through Jesus, and I now live for him. That gave me both hope for the next day and help and strength to live the present day in all the struggles we go through. That's what I've learned from my blindness, and I pray that it helps you either in your blindness or what other physical afflictions or circumstances or situations we have. If you ever heard me, I'm going to close with this thought. If you've ever heard me preach, quite often when I am giving a sermon, I will say near the end, life is not circumstances, what we eat, what we, where we live, what we do. Life, real life, is knowing Jesus and that he lifts us above our circumstances and gives us a sure and certain hope of everlasting life. That's the anchor in the past. He's forgiven us. The anchor in the future, we've got a hope, which then can secure us in the present. So we aren't floating away, wishing our life away, but we're securely in the presence with him and his help. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that this existence, which was crumbling and which we many times hate, has been transformed by you. Not only did you forgive our sins and claim us as your own by your death on the cross, we trust that, but we believe, as you promised, that you'll give us everlasting life, a future, something that we can look forward to. And Lord, may that give us strength and hope, even in the present when things aren't the way we want, what we like, so that we can live it day by day with joy and excitement, seeing the good at that moment and how we can live with peace and joy that you are with us. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. I would love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus, that's A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.